Grace be unto us and peace from our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ. We will quieten around these words of God, which are written in the Gospel of John, the 20th chapter, verses 19 through 31. And the words are heard in Jesus' name. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. And when he had so said, he shewed unto them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, Peace be unto you. As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. And the other disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days, again his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, Peace be unto you. Then saith he to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, My Lord and my God. Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. In Jesus' name, amen. This portion of God's word, which John has written, which is recorded for us, for the children of God of this day, this text has probably been preached on many times for this reason, as we have heard. there are a lot of things connected with this which are very human, which, according to our minds, are on the way of faith. Today we have heard in the earlier sermons which is this, which is man, between man and God, and above all, this that separates us from God. This, our text, is connected with the time of Easter, this great celebration of Christianity. Which without it, we would probably not even keep these services today. This, connected with this Easter, is this promise which God gave to the first human pair in paradise. When Jesus arrived into the midst of the disciples who were afraid, they were behind locked doors, hiding from the people of this world. They had seen the Lord, living Lord Jesus, how it happened to him, how Jesus was treated. When Jesus arrived into the midst of the disciples, he was in their midst. And he said, "Peace be unto you." Dear travel friends, brothers and sisters, now when we have gathered together and around God's precious word, we have been able at these Opistos services already for a few days, we have heard the read and the spoken word of God. And hasn't the Lord of life, Jesus Christ, been here within our midst? Just as he was, as he has promised in his word, where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I also. The living Lord of life in our midst. And he says to you, dear travel friend, brother and sister, he says to you, peace be unto you. The peace of God, as it is told of in this Holy Bible, that it is, this peace is not the peace that the world gives, but is much greater. What is this greater peace? It's connected to Easter. It's connected to this promise which was given to the first human pair of Christ, of our Lord of life, our Redeemer. God, in his great wisdom and love, let his son be born into this world for us. That you, dear travel friend, brother and sister, could possess this peace of God in your heart. You could possess this gospel in your heart that can wash this travel garment to be clean. As we have heard, the children of God are cloaked in this robe of righteousness, which is cleansed white with the blood of Jesus by his resurrection. This blood of Christ, it cleanses today, dear travel friend, brother and sister, your travel garments. We very concretely can experience this promise of Jesus Christ and of God in these times, even today. We can this evening go to the Holy Communion that has been established by Jesus Christ as a celebratory meal. In this bread and blood, the Lord Jesus becomes visible to us. He left it to be visible to us in this world, that we would remember his work. At this meal, we can be strengthened on this way and journey, which travels towards heaven. When Jesus had arrived in the midst of his own, he showed his hands and his side in the joy arose in these disciples when they saw their Lord. Dear travel friend, brother and sister, do you rejoice at this moment? Yes, we have a reason for joy. We can rejoice at this moment. Above all of this, that my name and your name is in the book of life. And we can pray to the Heavenly Father that he would keep such good care of us that once, when this world perishes, that our name could still be in this book of life. Isn't it every one of our goal? Isn't it our goal for every one of us, children of God of today? When Jesus had showed his hands and his side, he said, "Peace unto you, be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you." When we have paused around this text of this week's worship service, the children of God have been sent to preach the gospel. You, dear little boy or girl, you elder, the Lord of Life has sent you to proclaim of the kingdom of God. This sermon of the kingdom of God is what the Lord of Life has done. We remember how the Lord of Life began his duties. He said by proclaiming that the kingdom of God has drawn nigh, repent, as the Bible tells us. One intention of these services is to proclaim the call of a gracious God. It is the call of the living God to follow this good shepherd, to walk in his footsteps, to possess this faith which he has gifted unto us. If you, he who you forgive, they are forgiven, and sins you who are retained, they are retained. Dear brothers and sisters, consider, listen. What power the Lord of Life has given his kingdom. We can pray that we wouldn't use this power incorrectly, but we would proclaim this grace of God, this grace that all sins are forgiven to the sinner, in the name and blood of our precious Lord and Savior. Say that possess this forgiveness in their heart will become a dweller in his kingdom, will begin to travel with this cloud of witnesses, which will once travel to blessedness in heaven. We have these dear travel escorts, brothers and sisters, who are reminding us of this journey, of what we do here when we have reached the destination as a child of God, as a believing person. The kingdom of God, from the kingdom of God, the forgiveness of sins is preached to all people, to all who are remorseful of their sins. Our text continues. When one of the 12 disciples, Thomas, who was called Didymus, when the other disciples therefore said unto him, "We have seen the Lord," but he said unto them, "Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe." Is this a familiar word to you, that I don't believe? Oh, have you ever heard in your home this word? I don't believe what you said. Believing different matters is sometimes difficult. During the time of Jesus, there were those who didn't believe the teachings of the Lord of Life. Nicodemus asked from the Lord, or Jesus, from Jesus, show us the Father, then we will believe. Show us the Father, and then we will believe. Our temporal mind so often wants to see and experience. Because of this inherited sin, which we possess, which is prone to sin, and it so often wants to see and experience. Jesus didn't bring the Father to be seen by Nicodemus, but he told of this, if you do not believe on me, and in these things which I have done, and in my speech, Jesus answered, don't you believe that I am in the Father and that I, the Father is in me? When I spoke to you, I don't speak in my own name. The Father is in me and my deeds are his deeds. Dear travel friend, brothers and sisters, in these services we have spoken much of children and youth and how close the enemy of the souls is. But dear travel friend, brothers and sisters, I have experienced this, that even though age has come, there are many great temptations, and there have been many doubts that am I believing, just as the Word of God has taught us, instructs us. When you, dear listener, consider your own life and your own condition of heart now, you are also asked this, do you believe this gospel for yourself? Do you believe in such a way that you want to give up all which you own? As the Lord of Life asked, go and sell all which you have and remain with the what did Jesus mean when he said, go and sell everything? He meant this, that we don't have anything of ourselves in this, in our faith life. But everything is from the grace of God and love of God towards us people. Today, during this time, I have heard often, how can you believe in this way? It is not correct. It's you function with them. It could say that you don't understand where people of this day live. You don't understand. It is very strongly said, dear brothers and sisters, we cannot know that in what situation we all live. What are our experiences of life? What are those happenings which have happened in our close circles? What have we experienced? Many matters of life, when you look at it from the human side, are good. There's much good. But if it is not, life is not according to God's will, how easy it is for us to become dissatisfied. Just as this young person that Jesus instructed to go sell everything. And does it happen in this way that we would leave with an offended mind, that we could not leave our own little thought on the side of this journey, or that we should give this up? I would think so, that in our midst are such service guests who are in pain over many temporal problems. That may seem quite acceptable according to our human mind and correct. But when we look at them through the Word of God, which come these teachings that come from this holy book, we notice that this holy word does not teach in this way. How it is difficult for us to accept this. To be satisfied in our own place, which God has given to us. The enemy of souls, this devil, which is called in the Bible, is very cunning. Through these good matters, temporal matters, that he can, those matters which we can accept, But listen, it's important to be obedient to the word of God. That it doesn't go as when the Lord Jesus comes, that we remain outside the door. No matter how much we knock and tell how I have served you in this time, am I fed and clothed and gave you a place to sleep? But the Lord Jesus said, I do not know you. Dear travel friend, brother and sister, it is important for us to travel. In our temporal life, I'm obedient to the word of God. And when these questions come, we can ask for questions from God's kingdom and ask for instructions and guidance. What should I do? And in these situations, we can pray to the Heavenly Father that He would give us wisdom and the correct instruction that we can travel with a clean conscience and an undivided heart. It's a matter, as a dweller of this kingdom. When Jesus said, the kingdom of God has approached you, repent. This call can be heard yet today. This call is heard to you, dear friend, who listens to this sermon. And in your heart, there's this feeling that there isn't this peace of God in my heart. But my heart is restless. And it longs for comfort. This grace of God is heard from God's kingdom for you. Believe this gospel for yourself. Believe all your sins forgiven, even unbelief forgiven. In the name and the precious atonement blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, and go and follow the Lord Jesus Christ in life and in doctrine. Dear travel friend, sister and brother, it is secure when we can trust God's guidance in our lives. Just as Jeremiah wrote, I will give you a future and give you hope. God gives us this future, and He gives us this outlook of hope. One day, we will leave from this time, and our temporal endeavor will one day end. And then it is only ask this. Are your sins forgiven? Is your name in the book of life? Dear youth, dear elder, mother and father, uncles and aunts, grandparents, how important is good for us all to look to our own hearts. Am I acceptable to God? We see when we look in our own hearts, we notice this, that I have not succeeded in many times. Am I acceptable? The enemy of the soul preaches that you aren't acceptable. Leave the whole kingdom. But in the Word of God, we are promised this. By weak faith, we will one day win the highest reward. Dear travel friend, brother and sister, I want to bring you these greetings of peace, that the Lord of life himself has sent. You can uplift your hearts to believe, your own sins forgiven, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and in his atonement blood. You can be blessed and secure. You can trust the good work of God. We can trust in this, that God will bring us one day to the destination in the glory of heaven. And when we find our own, when we have our own desire, and we believe in this, which we don't see, which nevertheless we see in God's kingdom. This Lord of life is in our midst through his Spirit, now and always and eternally. This is such a faith which will help us win over this world, and we will receive eternal life. The Word of God reminds us of this also. When you hear his voice, harden not your heart. Dear friend, if God speaks to you now and instructs you to repentance, don't travel by, but believe. Believe the gospel for yourselves. Even though it seems so difficult, even though you are afraid, what will my close ones say? When I have done this, what will the world say to me? Listen, the kingdom of God and the gospel of the kingdom of God and the Lord of life will take you in their embrace. He will carry and take care of you in his kingdom. You can be in this covenant of the of baptism of a clean conscience, which the Lord Jesus has given to us, that we can be in his care, and in this care in his kingdom, in his teachings and instructions. But still, according to our mind, it is so hard. We doubt. But nevertheless, even though we from time to time doubt, we can believe with a weak faith, and it will one day bring us home to the destination and the glory of heaven when we want to follow the living Lord of Christ, of life, in doctrine and in life. And you children, you youth, who fight will I go or will I stay? Are you mother and father who consider, should I go or should I stay away? You grandparents or uncle or aunt who consider this, that should I go or should I stay? It pays to remain. This better than this is not offered from the world. This is the best which is offered to us. It is offered that your sins are forgiven. All your sins are forgiven in the precious atonement blood of our Lord Jesus. And when you can believe this, and possess this for yourself as a, and have the name of a child of God. It is the most important name here in this time. And so remain now believing in God and in his grace, care of his word. Be blessed and secure. In Jesus' name and blood, all sins are forgiven, unto peace and freedom and joy. Bless one another next to you. This is our power against the enemy. I ask also, as a doubting and tempted and a fearful before you, I have been. The enemy has not left me alone either. Are you still able to forgive me my doubts and my sins? I want to, together with you, endeavor in this throng of God, in the throng of the thankful, that it will one day thank in the heavenly home, if where there aren't these temporal sorrows and doubts. In Jesus' holy and always precious name, amen.